welcome to Stories for Wonderful Children. I'm Dan Wendelin, your host and storyteller. Years ago, I began recording the bedtime stories I told my children every night. Now, we would like to share those stories with you. I hope you enjoy my Stories for Wonderful Children.
Once upon a time, in the land of Karumpus, there was a very, very, very quiet Wumpus. Now, the unusual thing about this was that Wumpuses are not usually quiet at all. They like to talk loud, and they like to sing loud, and they like to yell loud, and they like to stomp around, boom, 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 boom. But this Wumpus, whose name was Tilly, not like to speak loudly. She liked to speak quietly and softly. She liked to sing gentle songs to herself and to her family. And her mommy and her daddy, they worried about her. They would come up to Tilly's room, boom, 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 and they would say, "Hey, Tilly, come outside and yell with us. We're going to yell." And Tilly would say, "No. Thank you very much. It is a lovely day outside. But I really think that right now I'm reading my book. Thank you, though." And her mommy and daddy would look at each other and they'd shrug and they'd leave. Ba-bum, 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 ba-bum. And they'd go outside and she could hear them outside yelling in the yard. "Hey, neighbor, how are you? What are you up to today?" And the neighbors yelling back to them, "We're just fine, thanks. We're just out in the backyard yelling a bit. Would you like to yell with us?" And they'd say, "Sure." And they'd all yell together. Oh, la, 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 la. Oh, oh, oh. Until they would read her book just quietly. She didn't know why she didn't like to yell. She had tried yelling. It just didn't feel right to her. She had a volume that was all her own. Now, her mommy and daddy loved her very much, but they were worried about her. They were worried that she would never succeed at anything in the world if she didn't learn to yell, yell, yell. But Tilly knew what she wanted to be. She wanted to be an inventor. Now, as it turned out, Tilly had already invented something. She had invented a microphone that when she spoke into her in her quiet, quiet voice, it would make it nice and loud so everyone could hear her. And sometimes she didn't like to use the microphone because she thought it was too loud. But she thought it was really a very good invention. She was working on another version of it called a macrophone. And the macrophone would be something that her parents could wear, that when they yelled into it, would make their voices soft like hers. She was trying to figure out how to invent it. And she didn't have a whole lot of hope that they would wear it, even if she did invent it, because they thought that being quiet was kind of weird. Well, just as she was working on her invention, the land of Karumpus, where the Wumpuses live, was invaded by someone that you and I know very well. The misconductor came, and he brought his silence with him. And because he knew that everybody in Karumpus was very loud, his silence, and because his silence had been weakened by its defeat from Winella and the music fairies, he did not bother to have the silence make everything silent. He bothered only to have the very loud noises silent. And so now, suddenly, they discovered, when they woke up one day, that none of the Wumpuses could talk to each other. They were walking around with their mouths wide open, going, and there were no noises coming out. The only Wumpus in all the land of Karumpus who could still talk was Tilly, because she liked to talk just quietly, and so the silence didn't make her silent. And so she took her microphone, and she went to the palace of the king of the Wumpuses, and she took her writing slate. She didn't talk, but she wrote down saying, "I think I might be able to help. Do you know how to break the silence?" And the king said, well, if someone could sneak up on the misconductor and yell very loudly, get out of Corumpus! He was writing this down, but he wrote it in big capital letters. Then he would have to leave, because that's part of the magic of Corumpus. We Wampuses yell, and our magic is in our yells. And Tilly said, I think I'll be able to help, Your Majesty. And so she took her microphone, and she walked over to where the misconductor was staying, and everyone was very afraid of him, because they knew that he was the one who had brought the silence, and that until he left, none of them would be able to yell, and yelling was part of what made Wampuses happy, and if they could not yell, they were sad. But Tilly took out her microphone, and she walked right up to him, just as brave and as bold as could be. And she took out her microphone, and she clicked it on, and the misconductor looked at her, and she smiled at him, her nicest smile. And then she took a breath, and she said, won't you please get out of Corumpus? And he looked, and then the magic of the Wampuses just booted him out, and he was gone, and his silence was gone with him. And then they had a parade. They had a parade for Tilly for rescuing the land of Corumpus from the misconductor. And at the parade, in her honor, they all wore her microphones. And in honor of Tilly, on that one day, they all spoke very quietly through their microphones, just like she did, because they had learned that one does not have to be loud to be brave and smart. And that is the end.
Thanks for listening to Stories for Wonderful Children. I created today's story, but questions and witty commentary were supplied by my children. The music was created by Brandon Thompson. If you enjoy the show, please tell someone about it or leave a review on your podcast provider. Our website is storiesforwonderfulchildren.com, and you can also find us on most social media. I'm Dan Wendelin, reminding you to tell someone you love a story.